Now, tomorrow night, the satirical newspaper and website The Onion arrives in cable TV sports news. The Onion has turned its already popular online sports site into a half-hour show on Comedy Central, which spoofs the kind of coverage seen on ESPN. Here's NPR's Mike Pesca.
Good times are the enemy of good satire. Some despair over high unemployment, political vitriol, an entertainment culture that rewards louts and loons and birds falling from the sky. The Onion takes it as something of an apocalyptic opportunity.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick has thrown acid in the face of his star quarterback, Tom Brady. Apparently, out of jealousy that Brady was handsome and loved, while he himself was a hideous monster.
This is The Onion Sports Dome, an offshoot of the satirical newspaper The Onion. The DNA of ESPN's Sports Center is so infused in the visual grammar of the Sports Dome that you could picture disoriented ESPN anchor John Buchagross wandering onto the wrong set one day and hosting the fake broadcast by mistake. The Sports Dome takes down not only the ridiculous excesses of the sports world, but the specific high-energy, high-fiving, high-decibel techno beat underscoring highlight packages that ESPN traffics in. Now, the Sports Dome's take is not for the easily offended, or even the moderately offended. Look, you're going to be offended. For instance, the premiere episode is scheduled to have a segment that's in terrible taste given recent events.
Let's go to the kill down. Major League Baseball, still a ton of productive players who can't find jobs, and we're hearing cries of collusion. Doc, who do you kill?
I kill Bud Seeley. Ex-owner loves to watch the players get screwed high and low.
But the joke isn't, wouldn't it be funny to kill Bud Selig or the entire offensive line of the Oakland Raiders, which is also proposed. It's the hyperbolic lack of perspective that characterizes the sports media. The sports talk radio show I listen to, for instance, poses hypotheticals this way. Gun to your head, who do you want as quarterback, Hasselbeck or Whitehurst? As if it would be impossible to consider the Seahawks' depth chart without an invitation to bodily harm. A lot of the Sports Dome's jokes go immediately to the very dark. And coupled with the energy of the production, I wonder if they'll be able to carve out the right space for a version of those great slice-of-life Onion stories, like Area Man constantly mentioning he doesn't own a television. But the show excels in nailing the details. Take this clip where St. Louis Cardinals slugger Albert Pujols is offered a key to the city, a literal key, which would unlock the doors to every residence and business.
Full unlimited access to St. Louis. No questions asked.
Our homes, our cars, our internet access, our showers, and whatever's in our fridge. All of it is yours, Albert. The buffet is open.
The clip was supposedly taken from an outdoor press conference. Did you notice how the mic sounded different from the studio anchor who introduced the clip and how the public official's mic picked up the sound of traffic? I don't know if the Onion Sports Dome will find an audience which rests in the shared area of the Venn diagram containing sports and black comedy. But I predict that the day after the Sports Dome airs, it will be the talk of ESPN, with the consensus opinion being they've got us down pretty good, followed by, and has anyone seen John Buchagross? Mike Pesca, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.